The voice cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate and longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me, serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you and welcome to the New Creation Christian Ministries prayer line on tonight. We are here to pray, and we just thank God for the opportunity to come and pray. Here's what we do: come before the Lord and spend an hour or more as the Lord leads in prayer. So we ask that you ready your hearts, and we will take prayer requests as well. I see you, caller, with your hand up, and we will take your prayer request. But we are thanking God today for another day. We're thanking God for being in the land of the living. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I join with my husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, and the New Creation Christian Ministries church family. And we thank God for the opportunity to come together and pray. If you know someone who needs prayer, just tell them to come, and we will pray for them. We will take prayer requests, and we will pray for them. We're going to take this call before we start to pray on today. Amen. Area code 973, God bless you. Area code 973, your hand is raised. God bless you. Amen. Area code 973.
Yes.
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 Hi, how are you tonight?
Oh, well, tonight I want to listen to you because they have told me how well you pray, and I would love to listen to you and also pray for me too for healing too. Thank you so much.
Pray for healing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. Oh God, you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for our caller on tonight, Father God, who has come into the prayer room on tonight, God. We lift her up to you on tonight, God. Lord, even now on tonight, we thank you for sending her this way, Lord. And Lord, we just magnify your name on today. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for every person that you have sent into this prayer room on tonight, God. We ask, Father God, even as we have our sanctuary here, Lord, you said with two or more gathered in your presence, that you would be in our midst. So even as we are gathered here in this sanctuary, as we're gathered together, God, we ask that you will touch each and every person, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus and the sister, Father God, who called in to listen to us pray, Father God. Father God, we ask that you will touch her in a special way. Lord, meet every need. You know where her needs are, oh God. And we ask, Father God, that you will touch her, that you will send provision to her home. Lord, you are a Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. You are our all in all, our everything, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. You are our sacrifice, Father God, that Father God just laid down the life of your dear son, Jesus Christ, so that we could have life and have that life more abundantly. And with you, Lord, we realize that we can do all things, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we lift up our sister to you on tonight. God, bless her heart, Father God. Father God, we come against lack. We come against any strongholds, Father God. We come against any sicknesses, Father God, in her body, even as she has asked for prayer for healing, oh God.
Yes.
You said by your stripes we are healed, oh God, and that healing is the children's bread. So I pray for healing right now.
Absolutely.
In the name of Jesus. I pray, oh Lord, hallelujah, against, Father God, any infections, Father God. I pray against high blood pressure and high cholesterol, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I come against aches and pains in her body, oh God. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for regulating every cell function, every hormone function, oh God, every tissue function, in the name of Jesus, every vital organ, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you created our bodies, and we thank you, Lord, that you are in control. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for purifying her blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for total divine healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are able to do all things, and we thank you, Lord, that you are able, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for releasing healing on this line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come against every doctor's report that is not and conducive to your word, every doctor's report that does not line up with your word, God. We thank you that you are a divine healer, in the name of Jesus. We declare right now, we plead the blood over our sister right now, in the name of Jesus. We declare her totally healed, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask for a miracle. We ask for a miracle on tonight, that you will release a miracle right now, even now, God, that you will release a miracle. Touch her, lay your hands on her right now. You said everyone that touched the hem of the garment of Christ was healed, even as the woman pressed through to touch the hem of his garment, even as this woman came through to touch your hem on tonight, God. We thank you for releasing virtue. We thank you for releasing dunamis power. We thank you for releasing healing. We thank you, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her life right now, and we thank you for divine healing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. My sister, God wants you to know that he loves you. Hallelujah. I just hear God saying, I love you with an everlasting love. And God is saying that he's going to pour out his loving kindness on you. I don't know you, but I just sense that you've been through a lot. I sense a lot of pressure, and I see God relieving pressure off of you. He's relieving pressure off of your life. And there's some answers that you've been waiting for, and God is releasing. God, there's a release. I see a great release, like the floodgates are being removed in your life, and God is releasing things to you that you've been waiting for. I just see you with your hands open to receive all that God has for you. This is the time. I just see divine timing. I see Kairos, God's divine timing, where he's releasing to you everything that's been held up by the enemy, everything that's being held up. There are things that have been held up, and because of your obedience, God says, this is the time when I am releasing to you things that have been held up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So get ready to receive. There's some things coming your way. Just get ready to receive. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for those on this prayer line. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for those, Father God, over in the state of Oklahoma, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for those children that were saved out of the school. We thank you for those, Father God, who, Father God, was saved from that storm, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the survivors.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for those, Father God, who were able to walk away.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And we ask, Father God, that you would even send in the rescue team. Lord, let those who are still alive be found, oh God. Let none, Father God, to die, oh God, because they could not be found, oh God. We ask, Father God, for divine revelation that you would send in, Father God, your spirit, Father God, and allow, Father God, those who are working in the rescue mission to find those who are still covered in rubbish and those who are still alive, oh God, get them out. And Lord, we just pray for lives to be spared and lives to be saved, oh God. So many, Father God, comfort those who are hurting tonight. Comfort the families that are mourning on tonight. Comfort those, Father God, who are feeling hopeless on tonight. Comfort those, Father God, who are feeling discouraged on tonight, God. Hallelujah. Those who are of us who don't live in Oklahoma and have family members in Oklahoma who were devastated by this tornado, oh God, we ask, Father God, that you would comfort the nation, that you would comfort the United States of America. We ask, Father God, that you will, Father God, give hope to the hopeless, encouragement to those who are discouraged, oh God. We come against the spirit of depression and suicide right now in the name of Jesus. Those who are watching the news and feeling themselves being depressed, we lift it off in the name of Jesus. We break off the yoke of depression. We break off the yoke of the spirit of suicide, the spirit of wanting to give up, the spirit of hopelessness. We break it off right now in the name of Jesus. We declare life. We speak life over this prayer line in the name of Jesus. We speak life over this spirit realm in the name of Jesus. Comfort every mother, every father who has lost a child, every sister, every brother who has lost a sibling, every son, every daughter who has lost a parent. Comfort those right now, oh God. Let them know you, oh God. Hallelujah. Even in the remission of their sin, Lord, you said these are end times. These are the signs of the ending of times, oh God. And Lord, we just ask that souls would be saved, oh God. Snatch them from the pit of the fires of hell, God. Let the men and women turn to you, God, and say, what must I do to be saved, oh God? We ask, Father God, that you would save souls. Even now, Father God, in Oklahoma and Delaware and Florida and New Jersey in Georgia, all the states of the United States of America, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, save us. Have mercy on the United States of America. Have mercy on us, oh God. Lord, you so many devastations and so much. The young girl that was shot, oh God, over at Hofstra University, God, hallelujah. Bless her family. Bless her sister, her mother, her father. Bless her, Father God. Bless the others who were in the house, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you will shine your face upon those, Father God, who are looking towards heaven for help. So many who are suffering on today, God. So many who are going through, God. We thank you that you are the answer to all and that Jesus Christ is the answer. We thank you that Jesus Christ is the answer, that Jesus is the answer, the author, the finisher of our faith, God. We thank you and we praise you, God. We ask, Father God, even as the news is filled with so much dismay and so much trouble and so much devastation, oh God, we ask, Father God, that you will help us, Father God, to be your people, to be that light in the middle of the darkness, to be the salt of the earth, oh God. Oh God, help us, Lord, to spread this gospel in the name of Jesus so that many would be saved. So, Lord, we pray for this United States of America. We pray for President Barack Obama. We pray for the First Family, Lord. Hallelujah. The scandal, the IRS scandal, and gun laws being voted down. And, oh, God, hallelujah. Homosexuality in the land. And, oh, God, hallelujah. Same-sex marriage. And, Father God, we just ask that you would have mercy, Father God. The woman's right to abort. oh God, killed the unborn babies, oh God. Lord, have mercy on us. Help us, oh God, to see, hallelujah, the errors of our ways. Lord, we repent over on this prayer line. We repent on the behalf of our nation, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, let us not be ashamed to say, God, help us. Lord, we're sorry for the sins of the land. Oh God, we are sorry for the sins of the land, oh God. You said that judgment was started in the household of faith. Hallelujah. So Lord, we come, your people, called by your name, humbling ourselves, repenting of our sins, turning from our wicked ways, calling out to heaven. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. You said you would heal our land. Oh God, we need you to heal the land in the name of Jesus. Heal our land, oh God. Start with us. Start with our homes. Start with our husbands, our wives, our children, oh God. Start with us, oh God. Help us, oh God, to turn back to you. God, bring back the prodigal son. Bring back the prodigal daughter, those who were saved. And God, away from the faith, oh God, we ask, Lord, oh God, let us fall on our face. Lord, then let there be anointing on this prayer line. Let it not be about Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, but Lord, let there be an anointing on this prayer line where people can feel your presence, oh God, where people can feel your power, oh God. Hallelujah. Let flesh move out of the way, God. Let your spirit fall upon each and every person under the sound of my voice. Oh God, let us be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Lord, let us catch on fire, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your spirit permeate, oh God, this prayer line, oh God, that people can be saved, that people can be healed, that people can be filled with the Holy Ghost, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we need a revival in the land, not in the church, not a church service, oh God, but we need a revival, oh God. We need a fresh infilling, oh God, of your spirit, a fresh infilling of your power, oh God. Rain down on us. You said in the song that you want it all. God, we give ourselves away. We give ourselves to you, Lord. We give ourselves to you. I need every person to just give yourself to God. Hallelujah. Just call on the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we give ourselves to you tonight. Let there be a revival on this internet. Let there be a revival on the phone. Let there be a revival in our homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let there be a revival in Newark and a revival in Union. Let there be a revival in Elizabeth and a revival in Hillside. Let there be a revival in Irvington, all over the state of New Jersey, all over the state of Georgia, all over the state of Alabama, every state in the United States of America. Lord, we're asking for a revival. And even as we continue to pray a lot, Lord, we just thank you. Lord, and worship God. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. Go ahead and worship him right where you are, right in your home, right where you are. Just worship God. Forget about man. Forget about your problems. And just give God his worship. Just praise him. Hallelujah. I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name forever. We need to get into the presence of God. Hallelujah. That's the only way he's going to heal our nation. That's the only way we're going to see God move. We just need to tap into the holiest of holies. Hallelujah. The holiest of holies. That secret place. Hallelujah. And abide in the shelter of the Most High God. Go ahead and cry out to God like Hannah did. Go ahead and cry out to God. Call on the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. We forget about our problems and we focus on you. We concentrate on you. God is touching you right now. Just feel the Holy Spirit just moving through this prayer line. Hallelujah. He's moving through this prayer line. Cast your cares on Jesus. God says, cast your cares on me. He says, I care for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me your children. Give me your bills, huh? In the name of Jesus. God says, give me your worries. Give me your sickness. Hallelujah. Give it to me. God says, I will carry it. It's too much for you to handle, says the Lord. You can't handle it. Give it to me. Let me do it. You can't do it in your own strength. You can't do it in your own power. God says, my grace is sufficient for you. If you would just give it to me. Hallelujah. Sure. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for a fresh touch. Mama Koshale Ekenama. God, we thank you, oh Jesus. Oh Jesus, we thank you for a fresh touch from you, oh God. Hallelujah. And even as we continue to pray, we ask that you will have your way. Let your will be done on this prayer line. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. We bless your holy name on tonight. Father, there's none like you in the name of Jesus. Lord, every party under the sound of my voice, even those who will listen, Father God, to the archives and the recording, meet every need that's on this line tonight in the name of Jesus. From the north, the south, the east, and the west. Everyone looking this way for prayer in the name of Jesus. Your word says everyone who is buried, worried, burdened, and heavy laden, Jesus, to come unto you, and you will give them rest. Your word says abide in me and remain in me. And if you let my word abide in you and it remains in you, you shall bear much fruit. So, Lord, we thank you. And we bless your holy name.
Yes.
We glorify your name on today. Meet every household represented in the name of Jesus. We pray for the Kahlo family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the daughter of Sister Carmen. Lord, move and minister to her children in the name of Jesus. I pray for my mother-in-law, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I send your word to the state of Florida and minister to my mother-in-law in the name of Jesus. Father God, my sister-in-law, Renee, Father God, minister to them and their family in the state of Florida. We speak healing, your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we need you to move right now in the area, Father God, of my sister's eyesight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are asking. Your word says we have not because we ask not. And right now we're asking for you to touch Renee Jackson in the name of Jesus. Lord, move in her situation. Glory be to God. We pray, Lord, and we thank you that the blessings of the Lord are rich and add no sorrow. Jesus, you became poor that we might be made rich. Everyone looking this way for prayer, those looking for a financial miracle, those who need a miraculous healing in their body, those who need a breakthrough, in the in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the power of prayer and the prayer of faith on tonight. You are our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us, Lord, our trespasses. And right now we repent. We repent of sins known and unknown tonight. We turn from our wicked ways. We want to please you, O God, tonight. Have mercy on your people. You said your grace is sufficient. So, Lord, we thank you for repentance. We thank you for a forgiving heart. We thank you that you're turning every negative situation around. What the devil meant for evil, you said you turn it around and make it for our good. According to your word, you said that all things are working together for our good because we love you on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, somebody need a greater anointing. Somebody need more power on this prayer line tonight. Somebody need the ability, Lord, to not worry, but to cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. Right now, remove every burden. Remove every yoke. Remove every weight off of your people. The spirit of heaviness, we curse it right now, and we cast it down in the name of Jesus. Your word says not to worry. Your word says to love you with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, and with all of our strength. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us not to walk in fear and doubt. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Lord, help every grandparent and every parent on this prayer line tonight. Breathe on every marriage in the name of Jesus. Your word says marriage is honorable and holy unto God. What man, glory be God, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder in the name of Jesus. So we pray and we come against that spirit of divorce and separation. We come against the spirit of division right now in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit of sickness that's trying to come upon your people, that oppressive spirit that's trying to dominate the minds of your people in the name of Jesus, that seducing and enticing spirit. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for the prostitute on tonight. We're praying for the drug dealer that you would turn their life around. We're praying for every gang member, Lord, that you will allow them to walk away and to live for you. We are praying, Lord, for every child. Have mercy on our children. Have mercy on this next generation. Have mercy on every single parent. In the matchless name of Jesus, Lord, our churches need you. We need a Holy Ghost revival. We need restoration in every area of life. We need you to restore what the devil has tried to take away. In the name of Jesus, that person who has lost their job during this financial crisis, during this time of what they call a recession in our day, that person looking for housing, Lord, give them divine favor.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, that person who has a troubled marriage on tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord, minister to their mind, heart, and their spirit on tonight. That person, Lord, that's having trouble raising those children and making ends meet, we pray that you meet every need according to your riches in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Glory be to God. I declare over every life tonight that you are above and not beneath. I declare over every person listening to me right now that you are the head and not the tail. I speak over your life and I profess and declare over your life right now that you are the first and you shall not be the last. I declare that the peace of the Lord be with you on tonight. You're going to have sweet slumber and sweet sleep. In the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of insomnia, not being able to sleep at night. We come against it right now, that you would give us a peace which surpasses all understanding. Your word says, bring our prayers and our supplications unto you, and you, God, will give us a peace which surpasses all understanding. Your word says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost on this line on tonight. Your word says, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of your people what you are going to do for those who love you. Receive the word of God tonight. No weapon formed against you and your household will be able to prosper. I pray for every child that's represented on this prayer line. I pray for every home and plead the blood of Jesus over every life listening to me right now. I pray divine healing over every pain that's in the body of your people, every tormenting affliction that's trying to plague our temple of the living God. In the name of Jesus, every financial concern right now, every care, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that person trying to pay college tuition, that person trying to keep food on the table and a roof over their head, God, with thanksgiving, we thank you for the shoes on our feet.
Yes.
We thank you for the clothes on our back.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the bed that's in our house right now.
Yes.
We thank you for the roof that's over our head right now. We thank you for the cars that we drive. We thank you for the jobs that we have to go to.
Yes.
Lord, even thank you for the unemployment check.
Yes.
Thank you for the fixed income on tonight. Thank you, Lord, for every provision in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to trust you on tonight. Help us to walk in the spirit on tonight. Help us to walk in the spirit of obedience on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we're about to take calls.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We're about to take phone calls.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
But there's a scripture that's in my spirit on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Coming from the book of Acts, the 10th chapter.
Thank you, Jesus.
right after chapter 9, where Saul gets converted unto Jesus Christ.
Yes.
On the road to Damascus, when he was persecuting Christians, Jesus met Paul personally and saved his life. Every Christian on this line tonight, every believer, every person that has confessed with their mouth and believed in their hearts, the Bible says you are the sons and the daughters of the living God. The Bible says God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whomever shall believe in him shall never perish, but have eternal life. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Yes.
And we're praying for souls on tonight.
Yes.
We're praying for the unbeliever on tonight. We're praying for the backslider on tonight. We're praying for the prodigal sons and daughters on tonight. We're praying for the child that had to run away from home on tonight. We're praying for the widow on tonight. We're praying for the orphans on tonight. In the name of Jesus. So as I read this word, Acts chapter 10, verse 1. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms, that's money, to the people, and prayed to God always. He saw a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, and an angel of the Lord coming to him, saying to him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a sweet memorial before God. As I look at my own life, in the life of Cornelius, God began to speak to Peter and other people on behalf of this man of God that prayed to God always. And I just sense on this line tonight, even in my life, referrals have meant a lot to me. I met my beautiful wife through a mutual acquaintance that introduced me to my lovely wife of almost 18 years. The job that I have for almost 26 years, it was a referral that got me hired. And I believe God is going to people on your behalf tonight. I believe that God is giving you divine favor from glory on tonight. I believe just like Cornelius, God is hearing your prayers on tonight. God has seen your giving and your serving on tonight. So as you press one, we want to touch and agree with you and your family. Because I know there's needs on this line tonight. I know there are prayer concerns on this line tonight. And God is willing and able and will bless you and your household. So if you need prayer, my wife and I want to pray for you tonight. Caller, I see that hand. If you need prayer, just press number one, and we will put you on the air, and we will pray for you on tonight in the name of Jesus. Caller, I see that hand. And other people, just press one if you have a prayer concern tonight in the name of Jesus. Area code 404, God bless you. What's on your heart tonight?
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, and God bless Pastor Rebecca. I just want to ask God to shower you with all the grace and all his blessings, to bless you at all times, because you and this line has made a real big difference in my life. I also want to say that the first caller that called about healing, that was my cousin Seda, but it's the first time that she's ever gotten a prayer line, so she was a little bit, a little bit shy, but thank you for praying for her.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I also
Hallelujah. Amen.
And I
Amen.
Also
well,
want
God
to
bless you, Sister Maria. And thank you so much for your prayer for us. Did you have any specific prayer requests?
I do. I have a request from one of my cousins. As a matter of fact, it's Sister Carmen's granddaughter, Jay, is her prom on Thursday, and she asked me that I call in and ask that you guys pray that there's no rain on her prom day.
Amen. Amen. We're going to hold back the rain. Yes.
And I want to pray for the families in Oklahoma too. And I just want you guys to just to pray over my situation also, and just to know that, you know, your prayers are working, and every prayer, everybody that prays, you know, their prayers will be answered. They should just keep up the faith and not give up. So,
That's right.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Well, praise God. Well, God bless you, Sister Maria. And we're just so happy that God has connected us on this prayer line, and that you and Carmen and now Seda are connected to us, and we're able to serve you in prayer, because we believe that the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective, and they make a difference. And I thank you for calling in to testify that God's prayers, that the prayers are making a difference in your life.
Yes.
So,
yes,
and that's what God showed me for Seda, that there's a release getting ready to take place in her life for her healing. And I believe that God is doing it. He's doing it like he's met her in so many different areas. So we're going to keep praying for Seda, and
yes,
I'm going to keep praying for you and your family, and I'll also lift up the other prayer requests. So God bless you. We love you.
God bless you too. We love you too. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We thank you, Lord, for Maria. We thank you, Lord, for her diligence, Father God. Even though, Father God, that she's not verbally praying, but she's touching and agreeing, Father God, two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing with us every single week in prayer, Lord. We just thank you for blessings upon her life, oh God. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you continue to bless her, Father God, continue to bless her business, continue to bless her, Father God, her family, oh God. You know what she's standing in the need of. You know what she's believing you for. We ask that you touch her husband, that you save him, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you speak to him, Lord. Let him hear you, Father God. Let him know you like his wife knows you. Oh, God, we know you said in your word that it's not your desire that anyone should perish, oh, God. And we believe, oh, God, that you want George to be saved, oh, God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We believe that you want him to be healed. So we thank you, Lord, for total healing, Father God. So healing of his soul, Father God. Healing of, Father God, his soul. We ask, Father God, that you will save him, Father God, that you will let him know you, your son Jesus Christ, and the pardoning of his sins. We ask, Father God, that you will snatch him, Father God, from the grips of hell. We ask, Father God, that you will have mercy on his soul. Lord, let him know you, Father God, in the forgiveness of his sins. Let him know you, Father God. Let him, Father God, be filled with your precious Holy Ghost. Lord, we just thank you, because we know, Father God, that it's his salvation, Father God, that the devil is coming again. So we bind up Satan in his life, oh God, and we declare and decree, Father God, that he is free, Father God. We declare and decree that he shall not perish, oh God, but that he shall know you, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you, Father God, for your hand upon his life. You said that the husband can be saved, Father God, even by the wife, and even, Father God, as he continues to look upon his wife's life, Father God, whether they are apart or together, as he looks on her life, Father God, that he too shall be saved, oh God. So, Lord, we just praise you for Sister Maria. We thank you for blessing her business. We thank you for increase. We thank you for adding to her. We thank you for multiplication. We thank you, Lord, for abundance, oh God. We thank you for divine provision, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for clientele coming in the door, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And even, Father God, as we didn't pray for Seda by name, we thank you, Lord, for the prayers that have already gone towards Seda, oh God. We thank you for divine healing that is already done, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for manifested blessings in her life. We thank you, Father God, for young Jessica, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even as her prom is on Thursday, Lord, we ask that you hold back the clouds, just like you did with Elijah when he prayed and asked that it would not rain, oh God. We ask that you hold back the rain on Thursday, Lord. Let there be sunshine on that day, Father God. Let the sun shine. Let there be pictures taken on the outside. Let Jessica's day be beautiful. She's a faithful servant, even as a young girl. She loves you. coming to church every Sunday, oh God. And we just ask for abundant blessings on her prom day, oh God. Even as she goes into graduation, even with college, oh God, that you would give her the monies that she needs for her tuition, God. We thank you for a full scholarship, oh God. We thank you for the books being purchased, every need being met, oh God. We thank you for Sister Carmen. We thank you for Carmen's family, oh God. We thank you for Carmen's children, oh God. We thank you for Jessica's mom, oh God. Hallelujah. That you will bless her mom. And thank you for peace, even giving her mom a peace that surpasses all understanding. We bind up the hands of Satan over that family, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for your blessings in that household, oh God. We thank you for your peace, oh God. We thank you for peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for your divine presence, oh God, permeating the atmosphere in Sister Carmen's and Sister Maria's, Sister Seda's households, oh God, that your divine presence would just be in their houses and Mother May's household, oh God, even where Sister Rita is in her household, oh God, in our household, oh God, every household that's represented on this prayer line. We thank you for your divine presence, oh God. We bind up Satan in every household. We declare that the devil has no dominion in our homes. We declare that there is peace in our homes. We declare that our children have peace, that our grandchildren have peace, that our spouses have peace right now in the name of Jesus. Mother May's household, we thank you, Lord, that you rule and you reign in our homes. We give you dominion in our households where we lay our heads. Every person represented on this line, we send peace to the homes of every person represented on this line. We send peace to the children of every person represented on this line. We send peace to the marriages of every person represented on this line. We send prosperity to the pockets and the bank accounts of every person represented on this line. We send healing to the bodies of every person represented on this line. We send your word to the homes of every person, to the lives of every person represented on this line, that your word will not come back to you void. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for Sister Maria and every person that she's lifted up in the families in Oklahoma. Oh, God, we thank you for every family in Oklahoma. As we prayed for them earlier, Lord, we pray for them again. We pray again, verily, verily, we pray for them again, God, that you will send peace to those homes in Oklahoma, that you will send peace, that you will send recovery and restoration from the devastation, oh, God, that you will send monies to that area, oh, God, that you will send salvation, deliverance, healing, oh God, to Oklahoma, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that it is done in Jesus' name, oh God. And even as Sister Maria prayed for us, Lord, we receive those prayers on today. Bless our marriage. Bless our marriage. Bless my husband. Bless my husband and myself. Bless our marriage. Bless our monies, oh God. We thank you for more than enough. We thank you for overflow. We thank you. Bless the ministry. Bless New Creation Christian Church. Lord, bless the church. Save souls in that place. Thank you for 500,000 plus souls, God, being saved as a result of this prayer line, being saved as a result of a Wednesday noontime worship service, being saved on Sundays, being saved on Facebook, even as I put out a call for souls on Facebook, being saved through every person who's attached and connected to this ministry. Bless and save souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. That was a natural catastrophe in the state of Oklahoma.
Yes.
And we will continue to pray for them and lift those families up, even as the rescue mission is still going forward. The National Guard is coming in and things are taking place. We pray for God's mercy and grace to be upon that situation, whether nationally or locally. We need God in every single situation, in the name of Jesus. I'm just believing God tonight that he has stirred us up through the power of prayer, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I spoke from the life of Thomas on Sunday. Jesus told Thomas, blessed are those who believe and do not see. Thomas said, until I see the nails in your hand and the nails prints in your feet and put my finger in your side where they pierced you, I will not believe. So I just believe that God is honoring us tonight. I believe that God is working out every situation. I believe God is increasing your faith on tonight as you called in for prayer. He is healing your body. He is turning your family around.
Yes.
His favor all over your life and your household, every endeavor, every goal, every ambition. I believe God is looking favorable upon you because in the name of Jesus, you are about bringing his name glory. If there are any more prayer concerns, prayer requests, if there's sickness in your body, just press 1. If you're in need of a job and a financial miracle, we are willing to pray and touch and agree with you. If you have a job interview pending or any kind of interview pending, we just want to touch and agree with you tonight. We have about 10 minutes left, so if you press 1, we will continue to pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. And if we're waiting for those who have prayer requests, we want to continue to pray. Father God, we pray for Sister Daniela and Brother Mel Brown, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And even now, Father God, as they're looking for a new apartment, God, we ask, Father God, that you will allow your divine favor to meet them right where they are. Lord, we know that you are a keeper. And Father God, your word says that we've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. So, Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for that couple, Father God, that young in Christ couple. They are babes in Christ, and they are finding their way. Lord, we just thank you that you are with them. You said you will never leave us, that you will never forsake us, but you are always with us. So, Lord, we thank you that you are with them on tonight, even as they, Father God, are Father God, even staying, Father God, in temporary lodging, God. We thank you for blessing Sister Daniela with a job, oh God, that she started on today, God. And we ask that you will continue to bless them financially. Naturally, God, and give them wisdom, oh God, hallelujah. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would not let them be drawn and pulled away from the church. We come against the plan of the devil, Father God, that will want them to be pulled away from your house and from your people, oh God. And we ask, Father God, right now, Lord, that you, Father God, will, Father God, just speak to their hearts right where they are. Give them, Father God, encouragement. Give them, Father God, comfort. Give them hope. Continue to increase their faith, oh God, even now as they go through this trial, Lord. We know that trials don't come to destroy us, but they come to strengthen us. They come to help us, Father God, to grow in Christian character and virtue. So, Lord, I just thank you and I praise you for what you're doing in the life of that couple, God, that they're coming out of this stronger. Let them come out stronger. Let them come out wiser. Let them come out better, God. Let them come out, Father God, with a testimony in on their lips, oh God. Let them come out with praise on their lips, oh God. Let them come out, Father God, glorifying your name. So we thank you on tonight, God, that every need is met. Meet every need. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you open up a door for an apartment. Give them favor. We thank you for divine favor with the landlords, oh God. We thank you for favor even with jobs. As Brother Mel is looking for a second job, oh God, we thank you for favor in the school system as he's a substitute teacher, that you would give him, Father God, a permanent position in the classroom, God. We just thank you, Father God, for growing them up in the faith as you meet every need. We pray for that couple, God. We bind up the hands of Satan right now that will try to snatch them out of your hand. You said not one of these should be snatched out of my hand. So, Lord, we believe that they are secure in the faith, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up Evangelist Elizabeth Page, oh God, in the name of Jesus. She has to have a biopsy on this next week, oh God. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for the positive report, even as she went through, oh, so many things. The surgery in her left eye, we declare total healing in that left eye. By your stripes, she is healed, oh God. We declare restoration of sight, God. Let her be able to read again, God. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for opening up and restoring the optic nerves,
yes,
oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for total restoration. Lord, the doctors say that there can be no restoration once there is damage to the optic nerve. But Lord, we believe that you are able to supersede the report of man. So Lord, we believe your report. We believe for miraculous supernatural healing right now in the name of Jesus, that you will restore sight in both eyes, oh God. We come against glaucoma, even for myself, God. We
come against glaucoma, even for my sister Renee. We come against that disease that she has, that corner of disease that they have diagnosed her with. Renee, even as she goes back to the doctors on the 22nd, we thank you, Lord, for miraculous turnaround.
Yes.
We thank you for total restoration of sight. We thank you, Lord, even if she has give the doctors wisdom, ha. Huh? Give the doctors wisdom, ha. Huh? We thank you for divine intervention, even in every person, say that, and myself, and every person that's believing you for healing on tonight. We thank you for divine intervention on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I come against depression, even with Sister Renee, my Sister Renee. I bind up that spirit of depression right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for giving them back their apartment after the fire, God.
Yes.
I thank you for divine protection. My nephew Al, who got saved, God, we've been praying for that family, and he got saved.
Jesus.
And we thank you, Lord, for saving him, and we seal your salvation upon his life right now in the name of Jesus, that every member of my mother's family will be saved in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So even with Evangelist Page, God, we dissipate the mask. We come against the mask even now, God. We thank you, Lord, for positive report even right now, God, that she is healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Caller, we see that hand, and we're opening you up right now in the name of Jesus. We're believing God for you on tonight. Area code 908. Area code 908, you're on the air. God bless you. Area code 908, was that a prayer request? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
If that was a prayer request, area code 908, just press 1 and press it again, and we will put you on the air in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We did see you holding. To God be all the glory. Amen. If that's a prayer request, just call back in and press 1, and we will pray for you
yes,
tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless his name on tonight.
Hallelujah.
God is so awesome. Yes, yes, we see that hand. We see that hand, and we are going to open up your microphone again. Area code 908, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm asking for prayer. I've applied for Social Security disability, and I'm waiting for the results of that.
Amen, amen. We're going to touch and agree with you that God will give you favor in that area.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
for our dear sister in Christ,
yes,
we pray,
yes,
even concerning this pending
hallelujah
situation with Social Security. Lord, give her divine favor, Lord, a favorable outcome in the name of Jesus. Father God, your word says you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So I thank you for this source of income, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that Father God is pending, that you will give her divine favor in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for her and her household, every need being met in the matchless name of Jesus. So Father God, give her right now the desires of our heart. You said in your word, if we delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires of our heart in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, every bill being paid, thank you for, Father God, in the name of Jesus, provision in every area. And even this situation, Lord, specifically, give her divine, Father God, favor with those in the name of Jesus that are part of this situation. We touch and agree that your will be done according to your riches in Christ Jesus. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you for your hand. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your intervention on tonight. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Father God, we touch and agree with her because with two or more, your word says, as to touch and agree, we shall have what we say.
Yes.
Glory
yes
be to God.
Yes.
We shall have what we say. So right now, we pray, Lord, even the situation that she needs to be come out in her favor, we pray right now as she calls in for prayer tonight.
Yes.
We're believing with her, and we are standing in agreement with her, Lord, that your will be done in this situation. So, Lord, move according to your loving kindness. Move according to your grace.
Yes.
Move according to your mighty hand that shows us signs, wonders, and miracles. So I thank you for our sister on tonight, that you bless her. Bless her indeed. And I see abundance. I see abundance coming your way. I see God moving in your situation. He's saying to me to say to you in your spirit, you've been faithful over a few things. God is about to give you much. God is about to give you much. Receive the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I just see you being faithful over a few things. Not necessarily money. Not necessarily money, but you've been faithful and obedient. You know that still small voice. And God speaks to you in your quiet hour. You have a giving and loving heart. You care about the body of Christ and the lost children of Israel. And God is going to honor you as you continue to honor him with your life. Even as you called in for prayer tonight, as you tuned into this prayer line tonight, I believe that God has looked favorably upon your effort, even calling in. And now God is going to move on behalf, not just in a situation, glory be to God, I feel the Holy Ghost, not just in what you called for specifically tonight, but God is going to do some other things that you have been praying about. They have been on your heart. And they have been asking for a season in the name of Jesus. And God is about to manifest it and demonstrate it. And it's about to come to fruition in your life in the name of Jesus. I speak it over you. You've been praying about it. You have not let it go, but you stopped praying about it in some instances. But God has not forgotten. Oh, glory be to God. He has not forgotten. And it's your due season.
Yes,
delayed but not denied.
Yes,
it has been delayed but not denied. Receive the word of the Lord. It was delayed but not denied. So hallelujah in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. I press confirmation on that word, Pastor Anthony, because as you were praying just before you began to prophesy to our sister, the Lord showed me confirmation. I just saw money. I saw dollar bills, dollar signs. I saw dollar signs that God is releasing favor to you, my sister, in the area of money. God is releasing favor to you in the area of monies. And like my husband said, it's not just in that area, but God showed me different avenues of resources, of finances.
Hallelujah.
There's different areas of funding. So the money is not just coming from that area, but there are different avenues, multiple sources of income that are coming your way. And then, and God showed me that this is a season of prosperity for you.
Hallelujah.
He took me to Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. He says, as you delight yourself, you don't sit in the seat of scorners, you know, or in the seat of mockers. You don't take lightly to people who are not serious about this war. And as you delight yourself in the Lord, God says, you're going to be like that tree. And everything
Hallelujah.
That you touch shall prosper. Hallelujah. So you're in a season of prosperity. And like my husband said, the Lord showed me that too. There's some things that you have been wanting to put your hands to, but they've been like almost like on the back burner for a season.
Yeah.
And God says, this is the season. Yeah. This is the time. The timing is right. This is your kairos. This is the season of multiplication. This is the season of prosperity. This is the season of success for you. So there's some things that you've been holding back on, and it's time to move forward because God's going to bless everything that you put your hands to. Yes, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
We want you to call us back with a powerful testimony because we sense in our spirit that God is going to do something mighty. So call us back with that testimony. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise him to the Amen. Amen. Continue to listen. We're almost done tonight. But I believe our sister's calling back with a testimony, and I believe that God is going to move in her situation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to play a song, and we're going to come back with some closing remarks as we approach this holiday weekend. Total praise. Allow this song to minister to your spirit on tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Total praise. Amen. As we go down from this place, the Lord just spoke to me that there's an angry spirit that's trying to rest upon our children. And I just want to pray against that spirit of anger, that spirit of frustration. With so many of our children are feeling frustrated and feeling angry, and they're lashing out at the parents. So I want to pray for every person who has a child, whether it's a minor or an adult child. God, I'm getting ready to bind up the spirit of anger off of your children, off of your seed, amen, because the devil's attacking your seed in the area of anger. So for every person that has an adult child or a minor child, that's just begin to call on the name of your children as I pray. Father God, we praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Lord, I thank you for revealing to me, Lord, the spirit of anger that's trying to perpetrate our homes and our families and trying to rest upon our children, God. And Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I bind up the spirit of anger off of our children, whether they're adult or whether they're minors, whatever their ages are. Father God, I bind up that spirit of anger that they have towards us, their parents, Father God, whatever mistakes we've made in the past, even as we have just passed Mother's Day and we're approaching Father's Day, Father God, there's so much, Father God, so much this settlement, unsettling in the land with our seed pertaining to their parents. So, Father God, right now, and even with us and our own parents, Father God, every curse, that generational curse that's trying to come down through the bloodline, I bind it up and I cut it off right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare for every child that's angry at their parent, I declare, Father God, that there will be forgiveness. I speak forgiveness. I speak peace over the families and peace over our households and peace over our seed and peace over mothers and daughters and peace over fathers and sons and peace over mothers and sons and peace over fathers and daughters. And I speak peace right now to every parent and every child right now. And I come against that spirit of anger. I come against that spirit of frustration. I come against that spirit of even hatred and discord that's trying to permeate our families and trying to destroy our families right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak peace and love right now to our families right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, heal our children. Whatever is making them angry, Lord, we just ask that you will touch that area right there, that you will touch that area right there, God, and help us, Father God, save our children, those who are not saved, save them, turn back the prodigal child, the prodigal son, the prodigal daughter, turn them back, oh God, we call them back. We call them back right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just thank you that it's already done, that you will turn the hearts of the son back to the father and the heart of the daughter back to the mother. We thank you, Lord, that you will turn the heart of the child back to the parent. And we declare it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We come against that spirit that God will remove whatever causing our children to be so frustrated and angry. And the Bible says, be slow to anger. So we believe, Pastor, thank you for that prayer, because I sense and see that as well in this generation. Well, we're going to go down from this place. Again, we'll be on the air, same number tomorrow at 12 noon. There's going to be a word from the Lord for you. Tell somebody about that, bro. I believe that God is moving during that midday, midweek service. And we will be in the city of Elizabeth on tomorrow night, in the name of Jesus. 87 First Street, we will be there at 7:30 in Elizabeth for our midweek service. Hallelujah. It's a holiday weekend coming up, Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to pray for Jessica Prom that it won't rain. It will not rain on that day. It was hot today in New Jersey. And it's going to be hot tomorrow. It's actually going to be hot on Thursday, so we're believing that it's going to be hot and dry.
Yeah.
So she can take pictures and have an outstanding prom night.
Yeah.
So we're going to continue. Hey, Pastor, we have not because we ask not. So we're going to continue. She's a beautiful young lady, and she deserves a good night. So, again, we're going to go down from this place, never from his presence. Again, 12 noon tomorrow, 7:30 tomorrow night. and have a wonderful holiday weekend if you are not in this New Jersey area. Hallelujah. We love you, and have a wonderful weekend, holiday weekend. If you cook a hot dog, a hamburger, enjoy it, and it's going to be a great, great holiday weekend. God bless you. We love you. Good night.
Marvin Winans.
Oh, my, 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 my.
John P. Key. Isaac Kareem.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh. And Rance Allen.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while, y'all. Come on.
than the honey.